Silence Envelops CSU. A letter from the Collegiate Editorial Board, Wednesday, September 12, 2001. Silence. It seems to be the best word to describe the CSU campus Tuesday. For the first time in our generation, we have been witness to an unfathomable, blatant attack on civilians on American soil, sobering us with concerns about our safety, our stability, and our future roles in the world. This is not an attack on capitalism or foreign policy. This is a personal attack on every American. Although the events on Tuesday are already being compared to the attack on Pearl Harbor, we feel it is impossible to compare a military attack on a military target in 1941 to a terrorist attack on civilians in 2001. Today, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, rescue workers, police officers, reporters and priests all lay in the rubble of what just yesterday morning were the World Trade Center towers, symbols to the rest of the world of American capitalism and democracy, the poster child for a capitalistic world. So where do we go from here? How do we deal with our emotions, our anger? The brain trusts responsible for this atrocity are still at large, but if and when they are identified, how are we going to react? It is easy to let emotions control our minds in the next few days, weeks, months, and years. But like it or not, the world as we know it will never be the same after Tuesday. We are the future leaders of this country and of the world. How are we going to let September 11th, 2001 affect the rest of our lives? What will we do to make sure something like this never happens again in any country? Aside from donating blood, food, and supplies, there seems to be no immediate answer for these questions. Yet every day from Tuesday on, every CSU student has the challenge to shape the future. We have the opportunity to ditch our stereotypes and prejudices and accept people of all cultures, religions, and backgrounds. We have the opportunity to ask a stranger how their day is going. We have the opportunity to mend our petty disputes with family and friends. We have the opportunity to learn about other cultures, embrace our own, and work to understand ways we can coexist. We have the opportunity to ask questions before we act. Now is the time to start making the world the way we want it to be for our children. There is no one else to blame. Be an example. While this certainly is a time for mourning, it should also be a time for forgiveness. Let us learn from Tuesday, and in the time to come, focus our efforts to prevent any more children from losing their mothers and fathers to desperate political squabbles fought in vain. Let us think outside of Americans and Arabs, and us and them, and start thinking about we, the people. This is our chance to keep the pain and anger of Tuesday in our minds, while at the same time, continuing to strive forward and accept the challenge of transforming our future and promoting peace in our hearts and in the world.